Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Notorious!
Yeah, he actually gonna look like him. Yeah,
we're gonna add a flag just in case. We'll think about this when we're sober.
We should probably flag every 5 minutes just so we can review the whole thing.
We genuinely review the whole thing, actually.
Yeah, you probably should.
Anyway.
Welcome to
Rough and Ready.
Welcome to the Snowcast. It's Owen back from the Holly Box. I was away in Japan there for a while, so haven't heard, but DJ kept showing the road. I had some two amazing guests on, in fairness, yes. How did you get on?
And Ollie. Yeah, not bad. The first episode we did when you were away was with Ollie and Alan McGuire from Juvenalia Podcast. And any time you end up with an episode called Michael Collins Never Even Had a Tato Sandwich, you know you're onto a winner there. It was a really good episode. Like, we've had Alan on before and he's just fucking brilliant. He's so natural.
He's such a pro, I think I saw a tweet by him that week saying that you've been on the Snowcast, you had Juvenalia, yeah. And you what, two other podcasts?
The Echo Chambers podcast, which is fucking brilliant as well.
Same, man. He's a podcast addict.
And he also works like a full-time job. That's a good plug for one of the many podcasts that you can listen to the Snowcast on. That was really good. And then we had Quillen Anton on last week, artist, 21, self-taught, just started college this year. She's been commissioned by Grady's Yard, Murals on Waterford Walls, just a fucking really, really talented girl and so sound. And what I did was, at the start when we were doing the intro, she got really nervous and I had this it wasn't a hissy fit, but I had this oh my god, stop, and covered the microphone and got really giddy. And when that happened, I was talking her down. But when I was editing it, I snipped 30 seconds of it out and put it in at the start before intro music. So, back gave her a good laugh. That was quite funny. So, yeah, really good. Kept the short roll while you were away. I'd say, I was out for an hour and a half with Alan and Ollie, and I was out for an hour and a half with Creelan. And there are only 3 hours I've been out since you were gone, I'd say. Except for the time I went for a full day on the last return of Cork and Thomastown as well. That was good, too. Pity we didn't have the microphones. Would have talked some shit.
So we've a bit of a family, maybe stag.
It's
podcast going on here.
Yeah, it's like when they do Jeopardy, but then they do Celebrity Family Jeopardy or something like that, you know.
It's the group Herbie stag.
Fuck that.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You might remember me from such a podcast as the Snowcast.
Alan is like Alan from The Hangover.
He's the lone wolf tonight.
He probably won't listen to see if he can say whatever the fuck he wants. Fuck you, Alan.
Sharp-eared listeners to the Snowcast will recognise the dulcet tones of my brother Ian, who was on an episode 3 or 4 episodes ago now. What I recognised listening back to that episode and editing it was, we were a lot drunker then than we thought we were.
Yeah.
We thought we were grand.
I can't even remember.
The Pimp My Ride segment was quite funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And making his podcast debut, the youngest Walsh brother, Mark, is here. And Mark, welcome to the Snowcast.
It's a pleasure to be on, lads. I'm just going straight in, no ado.
That's the way we like to do it.
It was also something that picked my rate to pick you up as a sponsor for a week.
Yeah, they picked up, yeah.
It was a bit ironic, yeah.
I mean, like...
Although Exhibit went bankrupt, didn't he?
Yeah, Exhibit went bankrupt. So who would have thought that Jim Jazz would have taken over the franchise?
Quality, thriving.
Thriving business and more than that. Yeah, that was really good. So you're back from Japan one. How was it?
So good, yeah, really, really good. Fucking matches were class, so it was over at the rugby. Ireland, Japan, Ireland, Russia. Fucking Japanese went insane at the game. Like, it was like outside the stadium, it looked like there was a majority of Irish kind of around. Just because, but it was actually the Japanese as well got so on board and fucking were all wearing Irish shirts and stuff like that. Like, like the fucking next World Cup's on in France in 2023. Like, couldn't see fucking French wearing like Irish shirts or any other nation's jerseys. But the Japanese, like, I wouldn't say they even knew the rules, like most of them. But they got on board. Like, I suppose, like, if something's on here, it's on. Like, if there's a fucking World Cup on in Cork, like, you go to a random game and stuff as well. Like, so they all they all dress up for it and stuff, and they were class. Like, inside we were kind of trying to start like Ireland chant or whatever, and kind of, you know, start off and you get on board the next minute, like,
Nippon, Nippon,
which is,
I presume that's the Japanese for Japan.
It is, yeah. And
what is it?
Nippon.
I thought you were saying Nippon. I was like, what? Nippon, are the jerseys that tight?
But yeah, they're insane.
They love the short swap at the end of Japanese.
And then I suppose on the beer front, drinking the Kirin Ichiban out there. That was fucking class. Cans of that. Had a few cans.
Cans of it.
Cans of that. And then
lovely.
There's like kind of a Seven Eleven is big out there, and Family Mart is fucking.
Ian just spat his pint in his hands.
This is a Snowcast first. A man has just spat his drink into his hands.
He's currently dripping from his nose.
And it's only a second drink.
Oh, right.
You start to laugh and be soft. That is not good. Oh, Ian's off to the jacks. This is the best intro ever.
Tissue.
Go off and get some tissue for yourself there, boy.
I'll just sing to Ian's back.
Yeah. Give the listeners a rendition there, Mark, and then we'll kick back into gear.
She took the money when I'm
here. Right, we'll be back after a short break. Right, we're back in the room. Quick update, Ian didn't vomit his drink into his hands. It came out his nose, apparently. Ian, the microphone's upside down.
He deserves it for drinking Bulmers.
He does deserve it for drinking Bulmers. We do have past Bulmers, actually. Imagine this. What did they say in the wall of Bulmers on the way down here?
Magners. Bastards.
So, peep this, y'all. We've recorded a Snowcast, many a Snowcast in Waterford. We've recorded two Snowcasts in Liverpool. We recorded one Snowcast in Kilkenny. New geographical location for the Snowcast today.
Sissy Youngs. Fucking hell.
Cork City kid. Sucking them titties, kid.
So,
Shut up, Punchy.
So yeah, when we were in college in Cork, like, this fucking staple, one of the pubs that we used to go to.
It's part of the weekly routine.
Like, it's so nice, like, even like, it brought back so many memories as well, like, all the fucking, memorabilia and stuff, like, around the place.
Did this hit you when you walked in, right? It hit me. When we were in college, the memorabilia was just memorabilia. But fuck me, like, it's like, it seems even older now.
Yeah.
Reload. I took a picture of that Black is Beautiful, Guinness Swans in the Cork Clock picture. I'm going to make it the picture for the episode, I reckon. Nice. Definitely not Ian snorting Beamish out his nose.
Not Bulmers, not my nose.
No, definitely not.
But also, what you were saying there as well, when we came in, is that they're way more craft beer and stuff, top beer as well. Like, so, I know a lot of these pubs are moving with the trend as well.
Moving with the times. And what's brilliant as well is it's all Cork craft beer that they have, really. So they have Blaxican Sale, they have Franciscan Well, they have
Rising Suns.
So they've got, it's all, I saw Stag Sarah as well from Ballyvorney, and the Gael took there, gluten free, everything they do is gluten free. So it's all Cork breweries. So not only is it local independent produced beer, but it's also like the most eco-friendly beer you can get, because it has no carbon footprint, because it's not been travelled anywhere. Like, it's come straight brewery to pub. Facts of life.
Facts of life.
Yeah.
You guys look sick.
How dare you? How dare you? Whatever. I stand by my previous statement. So yeah, Sissy Young's. I suppose like we were in UCC between 2008 and 2012, and it was a staple. Ian, you started 2010 to 2014, 2015?
2011 to
16. 2011
to 16.
We won. Oh,
well,
you
took 5 years. We don't do the maths on your 4 year course there, we won't do it, but yeah, what was like, you were in first year when we were in fourth year, weren't you? Yeah, so we overlapped for a year in college, and we came here for a few pints the odd day, didn't we?
Many pints, thank goodness.
With Ed Lonergan.
Yeah. Napping our cheese, so. But since young, yeah, we used to come here for lunch the whole time.
Yeah.
Just doorstep, bread. Nice atmosphere. Great pub.
Yeah,
one of the best,
I'd say
the best college pub.
I think so, yeah. We come on to Mark about what the pubs are around here now, but certainly towards the end of our college year, the Rock, kind of, which is down the road here from Sissy Young, has got it got new owners and then got like a new lease of life. Like first 2-3 years we were in college.
Pressure about it.
Yeah, but that was it. It was kind of aimed at the fresh 18-year-olds off the boat.
Chunglands,
yeah. Whereas like we came in here tonight now, and what I love about Sissy's always is we came in here and the Ireland versus Switzerland matches on, so there's a good crowd in here. But it's not just like the college crowd as well. The few locals come here, so you know it's a good pub. They serve good pints. Like when you have a couple of outlads, it mixed in with the students. Either that, or they're just creepy bastards.
Yeah, and also it used to be number one pub on Bank Street Challenge, or like 12 pubs. Like you always fucking kick off here.
Start off with Sissy's, old Penny's then, and drive on from there.
Drive on, yeah. Good memories.
Absolutely, Mark. You're in UCC now.
Yeah. I'm the pedophile of my class.
So
mature student.
You're the nearly mature student. In its current iteration with the other pubs around, like how does Sissy's rank in terms of with the students nowadays as a college pub? Because for listeners who don't know, Sissy Young's is on the outskirts of the university campus in Cork City, so it's like just on the outskirts. It'd be in and around a lot of student accommodation around here, student rented houses. So would it be on the radar for you guys now going for a few pints?
Yeah, well, I'd say, when it's sunny, Annie Max is kind of the place to go, there's a beer garden.
Yeah, really good pub. And in the winter, they have a fireplace as well.
Yeah, but then in the winter, Sissy Young's kind of it's closer.
It's cozy.
They have more space as well. There's more people in here than any Max as well. You can go to Sissy Young's, then go back to the college place for a few cans. Centre, just pass the road and buy a few cans.
Standard college.
And a scratch card.
Yeah, Centre across from Sissy Young's is a good record for the scratch cards if you're around.
I used to like Annie Max, but then sometimes I felt like you got a bit of a fucking
an eyeball.
Annie
Max is the typical Irish eyeball. But the thing I'll say is Annie Max pours a really good stout. Really, really good stout. Speaking of stout, one.
Yeah.
The season's coming in.
Oh, thanks to Christ, I'm sick of these fruity beers. You know I love a fruity beer, but I've just had enough.
You're fruited out,
I just want a fucking full, meaty, pint of stout.
I feel you. It's around this time last year that we did the Grady's Yard launched their stout season with their stout and porter weekend. Fucking really, really into the stouts. You've gone for a Cork classic today. What are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking Beamish in a Murphy's glass. The classic.
That's like you just described the Civil War in Cork. What year is it? 1921. Beamish in a Murphy's. Go on. How's the Beamish in Sissy Young's?
Okay.
It's been 6 or 7 years since I've had a Beamish. Okay, only.
No, it's not since I had a Beamish, but. Okay. I've had better beans. Nice. Still nice. Yeah. I definitely prefer it to a Guinness, I think.
looking at the back, like, see what the thing is though as well. I wonder what the thing is like here. It's just a sconce in the bar there, and there's an elderly couple at the bar, and they're bowling on the beam as well. So it's the locals' choice in this pub, it would seem, from stouts when it comes up to Beamish, Murphy's, or Guinness. Now, Guinness wouldn't be too popular in Cork compared to relative to Beamish and Murphy's.
Well, I only drink.
You only drink Guinness, yeah. Yeah. What are you drinking tonight? You like a drink?
I like a pint of Murphy's, yeah.
Pint bottle today, but 10 pints of Guinness last night, so I couldn't stop my daddy in today, so I'm only sipping away today.
You're sipping away?
I'm snorting it.
Yeah. the cider's going in Ian's mouth and coming out of his nose. The less said of it, that the better. Mark, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking a Franciscan Well, chiefly. So, I kind of first drank it about 2 weeks ago. I just had a Casper party.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked it, so I just said I'd fucking try it again tonight.
But that's really cool, like when we were in college.
What age was the birthday?
What?
What age was the birthday party?
Said anything about a fucking birthday party?
Oh,
that's
another birthday.
You just said
a class party.
I thought
you said a birthday party.
Yeah, a birthday party.
We have it on record now. I'd like to check this back and see if he said birthday party or class party. So that's really cool that, like, at your age, you're going for craft beer.
Yeah, well, I am the pedophile of the class. So I've been ears on the rest of them, but it's kind of like. A lot of people I was in college with kind of like were going for Chieftain as well on that night. Yeah. So it's in Sober Lane that they do the pitchers for, I think it's €12.
Yeah.
So you get basically 3 pints for €12.
Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't get that value in craft beer in many places. And then it's a red ale, so you like your red ales?
I don't know the fucking difference.
So yeah, so he does.
He does.
I like anything that goes down well.
Yeah, absolutely. I said fuck it while in Cork drinking Cork drink. And when I came up, it's so fucking tasty. So it's called a Cryo IPA. There actually is a name on it. It's like Mountain Walker or something.
No, it's
Marching Powder. Marching Powder. So it's Plaxican's Ale. It's Marching Powder. It's a 5.5% Indian Pale Ale. It's called a Cryo IPA. So it's almost like it's quite cold. And as we've said on multiple podcasts before, like the colder it is, the duller the taste buds. It's making it really easy to drink, but you do get the kind of you get a little kick of hops at the start, which is really lovely, but it's a super clean finish, and a really, really easy drink to drink. And like, I've yet to have a bad drink from Blaxican's Ale. I've only ever had KPM bottles on. I just spotted when I went up the other side of the bar there, they have KPA on tap. So I reckon after this one I might go for a pint of KPA.
I might join you.
Yeah, I've never had KPA on tap. You feel let down with your beam, do you?
No, I don't.
Not let down, but just...
Yeah, just...
Yeah.
Feeling adequate.
Right. Still season next week, lads.
Marching Powder is the Bolivian name for, Bolivian nickname for cocaine.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a great book called Marching Powder. It's about this guy. He's either a Brit or an Aussie, but he gets caught trying to smuggle cocaine into Bolivia, and he gets thrown into a jail in La Paz in Bolivia. And, like, it's just all about, like, the fucking workings of the jail. But, like, it's insane. Like, basically, you can just work your way up in the jail, buy your own apartment in the jail, have your family move in, TVs, fucking the lot. Like,
it's like Escobar, but with capitalism.
Or yeah. Prison Break season 3.
Right, that's fairly good. Marching Powder. If that's any indication of how the night's going to go, Mark's going to be happy. Right. Glasses are empty before we get stuck into the topics. We top them up.
Yeah, perfect.
Slanchity.
What's your favourite type of frog?
I'm so glad you didn't say what you said for me to leave it. Right, lads, we're back in the room. back in the room here in Sissy Young's, and actually the fucking tap selection is really, really good. They've got Schiff and Dock Brew, and they've got some German beers up there, German craft beers as well, and they've got a fucking very good selection.
We're on KPA.
We've moved over to the KPA now, and the boys have moved on to the Marching Powder that I was on, and it's really good. Lads, you've had a taste of the Marching Powder. What's your take on it?
I haven't had a taste.
I have also not had
Right, we'll come back to you when you've had a taste.
Hopefully it doesn't cut my nose. That's what I'm hoping.
Hey, if the cut doesn't come out your nose, you're on a winner.
Well, the marcher powder should go up my nose.
At least Ian's balls have dropped anyways, moved on from Bulmer.
Shots fired by Mark there.
Good
Mark,
point, well made.
Mark, who had his first craft beer 2 weeks ago, was right upon the craft board train. And
I was filming with you about a year ago and I'd craft beers with you.
You weren't actually.
So stop talking shit, you middle aged.
Shout out Green Zebra, best craft beer of all time.
Green Zebra. We actually haven't mentioned Green Zebra on the podcast because we were never drinking it on the podcast.
No,
did you mention it last time? Oh man, watermelon and seaweed sauce. On fucking believable. Did you have
it? You tasted it, didn't you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, you did.
He doesn't remember that.
You did taste it.
Alright, Owen, give your impression of Ian trying to convince you to come into the town centre with us that night.
So good. So we were outside.
Into the where?
Into town centre. Like from Phil Grimes. Into. We ended up in shorts.
Oh, God, it was fucking no.
So, yeah, I was. I don't know, I think it was off early next morning. I was driving somewhere next morning, wasn't I?
Yeah, either that or you were with.
Yeah, someone or the other. I think I was driving off somewhere next morning.
Anyway, you were actually, yeah.
So we went outside and Ian was going,
alright, come into town,
right? I was like,
wait, am I from Dublin? Come into town! Do you have a euro for the news?
But so I was like, no, I can't come in.
The classic Ian Armour own game.
Yeah, Dan's just like,
Tab, please, come into town, man.
Now we know how Ellen feels.
Were we not already in town?
Pretty much, yeah. We were going like 10 doors down.
That's the fucking itchy caravan.
You're an itchy fan.
Yeah, that was fucking good.
Oh, really good. Tab, have you any topics lined up for us?
Oh shit, yeah.
Before we lose the run of ourselves.
So we were.
I don't like an agenda. I don't like it. Free fucking real.
Mark told us.
Insert the microphone into anus.
Mark told me if we had an agenda, he's going to stick the microphone up his arse. For any future guests, I can promise you if he knows that, we'd bring the microphones.
There might be an epidemic of pink in your water for
So, we were brought into town today by your sexy mum, so...
Shout out to Jesus.
I hope she doesn't listen to this one.
Shout out to
I you. Guarantee you she won't.
Dad probably will listen though, so she'll probably edit that.
No, staying in.
Staying in.
Dad'll be delighted.
She was our taxi for the night. So, I'm just wondering, do you lads have any stories about bullshit stories that you've told taxi men or women?
That was a really smooth segue. Yeah. No, all the time. It's like the hairdressers. So when you go into the hairdressers and you get a different one, a new one, like, so you decide to like have a bit of crack, like, and tell her a different story. So I get caught out because anytime, most like 90% of the time I'm in a taxi, it's coming home from the pub, and I can't tell if it's the same chap I've had the last time or not. But I'm always talking shit to him. Always.
I think the main problem though is that you're normally absolutely flaming, so I wouldn't remember.
Yeah, absolutely. But the other thing as well is in Waterford, the majority of the taxi drivers are like multinationals. You know, they're from Africa or Southeast Asia, or you know, they're from a different country. So usually I'll have Google up on the phone and I'll just be like, where are you from? And they'll tell me what country they're from. So I like Google the country and find an obscure village and be like, oh, I spent the summer in like this village in your country, do you know it?
You got the Neho.
Yeah, but it's like that, yeah. But it backfired one day. There was this guy from Bangladesh bringing me home. And I was like,
I thought you were going to say abandoned there.
Yeah. So there was this guy from Bangladesh bringing me home. So I was like, I'll find this rural village. And I was like, I can't remember the village name, but I was like, yeah, actually, I just randomly ended up in such and such a place, and I'm looking up and he's like, oh my god, that's my hometown. I was like, oh fuck. So he started talking to me about like the local bar.
Did you go to Jim Jazz?
Yeah. Did they pimp your ride? So I tried to talk shit about random rural villages and wherever the person's from, and backfired me one day. This guy from Bangladesh just happened to be from the one random village I picked out by zooming in on the country in Google Maps. What are the fucking chances? He could well have been calling my bluff though. I reckon he's calling my bluff.
Oh, definitely.
He's not from there.
He's probably. How did you find out he's from Bangladesh though?
Yeah, he's probably from Wicklow. I asked him.
I always ask him.
Yeah.
Where are you from? How long are you there for?
Yeah. It's just a. It's a new. Are you busy?
Yeah.
And the weather chat.
Yeah.
Fucking in modern, I'm saying.
Yeah, in modern Ireland. Yeah.
You on for night? Yeah. You on for night?
Yeah.
What time
I like
you
5 o'clock in the morning. You on for night?
Yeah.
Go on, Mark. What's your random?
So basically, 2 years ago, I went to Ios, an island in Greece.
And, an island in Greece.
Well, where the fuck would you say a country it's in? Like, anyway, we went for 2 weeks.
Well,
we stayed in Athens on the way back for a night. So we went over anyway, came back. Head's fucking fried after 2 weeks over on the island. Like, came back anyway, had this tax driver chatting away, chatting shit about soccer. He was saying he's huge Olympiacos fan, whatever. And anyway, me and four lads I was with, man, just convinced him that I was Cyrus Christie, the Irish soccer player.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's an achievement in itself considering you're a different ethnicity to Cyrus Christie.
He was in the sun for 2 weeks. So. That's not
weird. I'm flagging him, we're taking that out.
But anyway, I'm actually going to Cyrus Christie. I called him. I had a match next week, whatever. Training out. Mick McCarthy called me up. I'm sure Martin O'Neill was still the match at the day.
You should have got one of the boys to ring you, and you'd be like, hey Mick, I hear you're taking over next month.
Well, stop fucking playing McLean.
I'm sure the same taxi driver thought I was Cyrus Christie, and I was a member of that Irish band.
I tell you what, Tin Lizzy.
There are lots of them.
Tin Lizzy.
No, the Cranberries.
All I'm gonna say is that taxi man found out you weren't Cyrus Christie, the professional soccer player.
But he thought I was the Lord.
When you. I actually have a tipping story as well. I went out in Kilkenny one night, and so Kilkenny is about 40-45 kilometres from where our grand uncle's house in Tulliver, the farm where like I'd spend a couple of time during the week. So I was with a guy, Gary Heffernan, after a hurling match. We went out in Kilkenny and we were getting a taxi back to Tulliver. Gary just lives around the corner from the farmhouse, and I was absolutely pissed. But I had taken, like, you know, say €200 out of the bank ATM in the middle of the night, and it gave me all the money in 20s. So my last memory of the night is at the top of the farm lane, and Gary's in the front of the taxi and I'm in the back and I'm pissed, and I just pull like about €120 in 20s out of my wallet, and I start throwing them at Gary note by note because I'm pissed. Like, I have no idea what's going on. I'm absolutely out of it. And then I get out of the car and just walk down the lane. I say I threw €100 at him. And I probably have pot noodles for dinner for about 2 weeks afterwards.
A similar story happened to me there one New Year's Eve, I think, in Waterford. No, sorry, it's Stephen's night. So I got in, like, say, up around. We go to the aunt's house for Stephen's night every year. So I got in, like, say, a bit of cash off the aunt's, like, after Christmas or whatever. So I think, like, I don't know, maybe I had like 150 quid on me, like, I'd say, with my own cash and whatever. And went out that night, took out a bit more money that night as well, even though I was like, I had money for the night out, but it's like,
oh, there's an
ATM, sure, look, 200 quid there, I'll take that out for the night. It's Stephen's night, like, you know. So then,
you never know.
You never know.
You could get lucky.
So got absolutely, like, bleary eyed, smashed, like, had to be put in a cab home. Just like end of the night, like, or when I was being brought up to the house, the taxi driver was just like, it's 20 quid or whatever for a fucking taxi. And like, all I remember was me just like going, like, take the money out of it, like,
yeah.
As in, like, take the fare out of it,
yeah.
Like, woke
just landed
up,
in the wallet. No up, money in the wallet.
Woke up next morning, fucking pain. Completely empty.
Joe, my favourite thing about that story is, like, me and you have gone on many a heavy session together. And when
but,
you get...
But weird, our stories were just being generous. You got robbed.
Yeah.
But did you get robbed or did you spend that on drink? Yeah.
You don't
who's
know?
To know. Who's to know?
Well, my favourite thing about that is I can visualise you when Owen gets really, really drunk. He goes from being vertical to horizontal. Yeah. So I can just picture being sideways in the taxi.
Oh, it was.
Just handing the yoke and then like stumbling out the car. And the head being level with the hip, walking up to the door of the house, like.
Darren, or like you know, your head is leaning on the key. Just so you know, like, people listening can see you do those actions.
Oh yeah, I was leaning on Owen there as he was drunk.
It's a vlog cast this week.
Yeah, Ian's secretly videoing us from his eyeball.
I have cameras in my nipples.
Yeah, and let's be honest, the Russian the Russian government is listening and videoing everything anyway, so it's all on.
Hey Siri.
Oh, break it.
So I have a story as well about convincing taxi men shite like. So we were over in Liverpool and for some reason, well not for some reason, but we got into like talking about the Beatles, taxi men, every kind of taxi driver we talked about. Like,
this sounds like a Tommy Carey story.
He was present.
I knew it.
So we were talking about the Beatles and did you know Ringo's father, all this shit, like, you know, this. Chatting away, like, you know.
Yeah, mate, I think I'll ring your sisters in school.
So we ended up asking this fella,
George Harrison or Davies?
No, he knew Paul McCartney's uncle. And we're asking, oh yeah, do you know what school Paul McCartney went to? Right, because we had done a Beatles tour earlier on that day, this Black Cab tour around, like, absolutely stocious. But we found out that like Paul McCartney was the only Catholic out of the Beatles. The rest of them, the other three were Protestants. So
Wolf Thorne was a Protestant. They're not all bad.
Well, I ended up convincing the taxi man that my great grandfather
was Elton John.
No, convinced Paul McCartney's grandfather to turn Catholic.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And
there's a lad in Rigby's in Liverpool tonight, because that's where all the Everton lads go and all the taxi drivers are Everton fans. There's a lad in Rigby's tonight convincing lads that Paul McCartney's grandfather was converted by an Irish.
So
that
basically nearly cleared a soft border of Britain.
Yeah. He basically did his bit for peace.
Yeah.
They call it the good Thursday agreement. The holy Thursday agreement.
I actually have a story about Brexit.
Wait.
No, this is...
It's topical.
Wait, I was drinking.
This definitely has nothing to do with Brexit.
And I work night out. I work on Patrick Street in Cork City. And there's a fucking Wetherspoons around the corner. So we went down and done a few Jaeger bombs. But anyway...
During work.
At 6:30 after work. But anyway, this absolutely junkie from Cork City came in. And there was these Spanish students there. And these Spanish fellas were like, oh, I want to... they were trying to get him removed, like, because he was giving them abuse, whatever. And anyway, he was shouting at the Spanish students, oh, where are you from, whatever. And your man... Anyway, got kicked out. He was getting kicked out by bar staff anyway. And he turns around to Spanish students now and goes, ruining our country, fuck Brexit, and then got kicked out. The Spanish students. So.
Yeah, because the Spanish students caused Brexit.
Yeah. So basically, Spanish students caused Brexit. Story.
Yeah. See how you get on with that.
Son.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, taxi drivers are fucking mental. Like, it's a mad how... imagine the shit you've to listen as a taxi driver.
Insane.
Absolutely ridiculous. Right, we're going to stop here now for a second. We're going to get a word from our sponsors. But before we get a word from the sponsors, we want to get the fucking shit out of the way. The story is this, right? We're doing this podcast, and you can support it. You can help keep the Snowcast coming out more frequently with better quality guests than my two brothers.
Yeah, please. Alan and Ian are terrible.
Yeah,
Alan and Ian, fuck them.
So basically, if you said, if you're listening to this podcast and you think, geez, those two lads are fucking sound out, and their guests are sound as well.
No. Ian and Mark are sound, get them on.
Or their guests are dickheads. they need to get better guests.
Either way.
You can support us by giving us the price of a cup of coffee or a pint on patreon.com. It's www.patreon.com/snowcast. If you have the price of a cup of coffee or a pint.
The cup of coffee is probably more expensive than a pint these days.
It depends on where you get it. You can go on to www.patreon.com/snowcast, sign up to one of the tiers, and you can donate.
If you pick the Larry tier, I'll probably replace Darren.
Yeah.
And possibly. I'll replace that.
Yeah. That's for the worst tier. What's the worst tier? What's the big tier called?
Dog tier.
If you sign up for the Dog tier, like, you basically will become your slave. So you can get that on patreon.com. The other thing as well I'd say is a lot of you must have been doing it because the listener figures are really good the last couple of months. If you know a friend who enjoys a pint, who enjoys a bit of crack, just inform them about the podcast, let them know, send them a link, and also follow us on social media and engage with social media. Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, we're snowcasting all them. No one was thick enough to take that name before we took it.
Your listeners are only up because Dad listens to repeat on work.
And he works for a US company, so yeah. That's
and it's 12 hours on repeat, so
yeah, absolutely.
Sledge, you fucking
thanks, Dad.
Throw us a bit of money.
Thanks,
as well,
Dad. Yeah. Sign up to the Patreon, you miserly bastard. Here's a word from our sponsors.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Bacon fries are delicious.
I wish you could put bacon fries on a pizza.
Well, if you think about it, bacon fries are a bacon flavoured maize snack. So technically they're a vegetable and a protein in one.
And technically, they give me a semi.
They give me a full.
No, I can only get semis. Viagra give me the full. Shout out to Pfizer.
If you're listening to this, Owen's car doesn't
work. That's your classic.
This happens all the time here. Thanks a minute. So we actually have a live recording of what happens every single time me and Owen go together. Where he takes the wrong card out of his wallet on purpose and then out to pay for his round.
Classic
tab.
Usually I just leave my wallet at home.
Yeah.
Ian can attest to this.
I bought Mark more lunches than fuck. My mum has made my dinners over him.
So, you're a sexy mum.
He's just waiting, that
isn't it? I love that. Yeah, so anyway, Owen, you were talking about our apparently sexy mum.
Yeah, your sexy mum was wearing a top tonight. So
if you find my man sexy, you must find Elton John sexy.
Cause I'm a rockin' man. There's a lot of people here in town.
So yeah.
Owen's pansexual.
My man looks like Elton John.
And David Bowie.
So
and Stevie Wonder.
And Ringo Starr.
And Cyrus Christie apparently.
That's a market.
And Jackie Healy Ray.
Are you steak whatever ham dealish?
It's a jizz. One for jizz.
Jizz in general or my man?
Shout out Healy Rays.
To the Rays.
Raise a glass for the Rays.
Do you know the Healy Rays are the best conditions in the world?
Oh yeah, they have everyone in eating out their pocket.
Fuck's sake, don't get Darren started.
Do you know that if you're from the greater Kerry region, as I like to call it?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you put on for Kerry region,
the GKR, yeah.
If you put in a letter to the Healy Rays asking them for fucking anything, they'll sort you.
Yeah.
I've heard stories of people asking them for dishwashers. I swear to God, swear down. Knock at the door, 2 days later, dishwasher at the front door. I tell you why, they are fucking... They're cowboys, but they're fucking legends.
They're their own cowboys.
Yeah, but at the same time too, have you ever driven from Kenmare to Sneem?
Yeah, it's like fucking driving on a carpet.
You don't drive, so how would you know?
I've been a passenger.
It's a brilliant road.
Sneem, I'll shout out Sneem.
I was in a car once.
What a spot.
Shout out Anuskal. Previously referred to as Anuskal by me, until my Kerry friends corrected my pronunciation.
A trail of sheep dogs littered Kerry from Killarney to Macroom.
I was in Killarney.
Ain't nobody but me. So anyway, Owen, you were actually trying to get a topic started here before we started our raw nation.
He was trying to get a topic started.
There we go.
I should leave the stand-up comedian to learn.
That was brilliant.
That's the segue that we need.
I put my glasses on for that. I need to see.
First question. Does pineapple belong on a pizza?
No.
Need to clarify what the actual topic is.
Yeah, the topic is pizza toppings.
Yeah.
Oh, Ian, you have a question for the group. You just asked it. Mark, you answered. Why no?
Pineapple is a fruit best served chilled.
So I'm about to school you on ingredients and why your logic is flawed.
Well, I'll school you. If you need glasses to see, you can't talk to me on schooling anything.
You need glasses to see a podcast.
That makes no sense. Anyways, I'll take my glass off and make the same fucking point.
Four eyes!
Oh my god, it's Superman.
That was terrible, man. That was
one. Here, leave the stand-up comedy to Darren.
So, you're saying fruit doesn't belong in a pizza?
I'm not saying fruit, I'm saying pineapple doesn't.
But your rationale for pineapple not belonging to pizza is because it's a fruit.
No, because it tastes like ass biscuits.
The whole pizza is based on a fruit.
Exactly.
Pizza is based on a fruit.
Tomato sauce and tomato is a fruit.
Well, fuck that. Show fucking a million cheese on it. Show whatever fucking cheese you want on a pizza. But fucking shove a load of meat on that cheese.
Okay, what's your perfect pizza?
My perfect pizza is cheese, ham, pepperoni, chicken, chorizo, fucking ground beef, every fucking meat.
And is there any sauce or base?
No, it's just cheese. Cheese is the fucking base.
He's getting the Subway.
He's getting the Subway with no bread.
Enough cheese to fucking...
Now, I don't agree with him on the pineapple front, right? Well, I do agree with him on the fuck tomato being a fruit bag.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Bollocks. Like.
And fuck bread.
If it's grown above the ground, it's a fruit. If it's below the ground, it's a vegetable.
That's actually not... The definition is if it has a seed, it's a fruit.
No, the definition is where the seed
what
is.
Strawberries
have seeds on the outside, right. But they're not a fruit.
You're actually right.
Strawberries aren't a fruit.
Peppers are fruit.
No.
They have seeds.
They don't have seeds.
They have pips. Does a Catholic milk.
But what, is a strawberry a fruit?
Does the Pope have many lovers?
A salad.
Right. I'm going to come in with my favourite pizza topping to try and get it back on track.
Brady's not a pizza topping.
Shut up Brady's Yard for the fucked up shit pizzas.
So I was just about to bring Brady's Yard into it. Got a pizza in Grady's Yard, the pizza carbonara. So it was a pizza base and it was white sauce that you get the carbonara.
Hear me out. I agree. Fuck white sauce.
A load of cheese. Fried bacon and then a fried egg in the middle.
I just have a question now that's popped into my head. No, listen. Why the fuck has no one created a chip or pizza? Pizza base, curry sauce, chips, cheese,
mushy peas,
whatever the fuck you want.
Battered burger.
Oh, fuck it. Try and
make it a calzone, make it a burger.
Try and fucking whatever you want on it. Try and a fucking chicken burger in the middle of it. Fuck it.
To take away from these two cunts for a minute, what's your favourite pizza toppings?
He looks like a margarita kind of man.
Yeah, plain. No. what I do love is fucking, you know, like fucking red onion chutney kind of shite.
Yeah.
Love it.
Nunions. We get no onions. We get nunions.
And rice. It's chutis. No lettuce. No chutney.
Two more. Julian O'Neill. Do you have revenue?
No. It's alright, I get two. So to just call for last call here, so we've done it. So Owen, just finish your pizza toppings before we move on to the final.
At least you have no fucking tomato base.
You stooge. Bacon, tomato base.
You're just playing to the crowd.
No, hold on. Tin. Has to be tin. Fuck
Yeah, it has to be tin. Has to be tin based.
Fuck deep dish.
Has to be tin based.
Fuck deep dish, I agree.
I like a stuffed crust.
Oh, a stuffed crust though.
That's different though.
It's not. It's tin based, stuffed
like,
crust.
Deep dish is like fucking...
Chicago.
Yeah. No, not Chicago. What's the
Goodfellas?
Goodfellas fuckers. Like.
Them cunts.
Ah, but those people.
Those are sex offenders.
I tell you about Goodfellas. They're not but stooges and sellouts.
Is a strawberry a fruit?
The Snowcast yes. is not affiliated.
Technically, it's a strawberry a fruit.
I don't know the fruit.
Oh, you're supposed to be hosting this and keeping control.
Fruit. Technically, it's not though.
No, strawberry is a fruit
but
because the seeds
it's
are on
not.
The outside.
Also grown above the ground.
And you're a paedophile, because technically you're a fucking paedophile.
Right, that the fuck.
Oh. That is coming out. You cannot.
Yeah,
actually,
like you.
No, we're publishing this and then I'm suing Mara.
Okay. Let's take it easy and get back to pizza.
No more right talk about paedophiles.
Right, so.
Pizza fights.
Would you shut up for a second?
We're talking about
the pizza fight.
I leave that one.
Pizza fight.
Put strawberry on a pizza is a pizza fight offense.
Here, there's sweet pizzas with fucking Nutella and shit.
Nutella and strawberry. Burza.
Yeah, but that's not, they're like, that's just calling something for the sake of it. It's not a pizza because the base is not dough, the base is pancake. So it's not not a pizza, it's just called a pizza because aesthetically it looks like a pizza. It's like Heston Blumenthal. Who does the like full English breakfast?
How would you define a pizza sauce?
Three components to a pizza:
yeast,
dough, sauce, toppings.
Nutella, probably a sauce.
One component to a pizza:
cheese.
Cheese is a key component. All right, I'll put it this way: in Leash, you can ask for a pizza without cheese.
In Leash. No matter what age, also, gender, you're a paedophile. You're just a paedophile. If you're from Leash, you're a paedophile. Shout out Neon.
Leash also has yet to incorporate Wi-Fi.
They have Wi-Fi.
They have a jail. They don't have Michael Scofield.
They probably do have paedophiles if they have a jail.
They have paedophiles. Leash has paedophiles. Snowcast has
Leash
paedophiles.
Leash voted for Brexit.
Could you fucking stop? Seriously, we can't publish any of this. Right, we genuinely have to put it out.
Sorry.
Right, so pizza toppings. Ian, what's your ideal pizza?
I vary from tomorrow on bar to bed.
Okay, that's fair enough though, but you've got a sauce. So we're saying the ideal components are a base, a sauce, and toppings.
Are we going fucking gourmet pizza now or a fucking fast food?
What's your ideal pizza? Does not differentiate. What's
right,
your ideal pizza?
Ideal pizza, right? Up this pizza.
Right.
Where is it? Paul Street? Call it Paul Street?
Paul Street, yeah. It is Paul Street.
I like to call it Uncle Pizza.
Yeah.
Shout out to me.
By the way, they do gluten-free as well, if you want your gluten-free
needs. Yeah, that's the way we
always put everything.
Cheers, Pudding. Cheers, Paul.
Pudding.
Pudding. Black, white pudding. Sauteed potatoes. Bacon, maybe. Unbelievable.
So that's as savoury as a pizza comes.
Oh, but like, that's what I'm saying. My ideal pizza would be that, but me and Mary up there on a Sunday, we'd be fond of an old Domino's.
Go on. Half price code, college code, can't go fucking wrong. And right?
Code,
CLFG,
4901.
Fair food, 2020. So by the time that you get a Domino's pizza, they're paying you to eat it.
Like, we learn it again.
And when you're ordering Domino's, the key is to not put down the name as your name, but put it down as like LeBron James.
We get Ellen to click this. Ellen has took on various aliases such as she was once Madeline McCann, who gets her local pizza and black with Domino's.
She was probably passport actually.
She was LeBron James.
She was also
Joseph Brittle,
popular
one.
I'd say this Sunday she'll be
on tap. Right, lads, on that note, we're going to go. Last call is here in Sissy Young's, a fucking brilliant bar. If you're in car, come and view it. And we're going to move on to the final topic after this.
Huge and Sella.
And And last topic coming after a quick word from Pick My Ride Mullivat.
You're nothing but a stooge, a seller.
Anyway, what is your favorite?
Get control of the episode, you're hosting.
What is your favorite Marvel character?
Thor, hands down.
Right, go on.
Take it away, Mark, you jumped right in.
Just the best MCU movie is Thor Ragnarok. The best MCU character is Thor. Simple. Yeah.
But
he, to be fair, his first two movies are fucking shit.
I disagree. I think they're a lot like Venom.
The first Thor is really good. The first Thor is really good as a setup film.
To be fair, they are setup films, but Dark the character Word. Act from Ragnarok just goes.
What is Dark World and. What's the first one?
Thor.
Just Thor.
Thor, Dark World are trailers. Ragnarok's a fucking truck. It's carrying the whole franchise.
And fucking Infinity War is the driver.
Yeah.
Truck goes nowhere without a fucking driver.
I tell you what.
To be fair, Thor also made Endgame.
The Ragnarok.
100%.
But I think they dragged out the whole fucking thing a bit.
But the fact as well, though, that he's a god. He's a god, but he's the only character that's actually a god.
But
and in Endgame, he ends up being a fat slob.
I was so fucking disappointed with him.
I thought at the start, you know, they were squatting. Cog is there and he's fucking with Mick.
They actually weren't in Scotland. They were in fucking Denmark or something. I don't know what the fuck.
No, they were in Scotland. It was Scotland, yeah. It was a port in Scotland.
Yeah, they came off the Fishertown.
Yeah.
You know what? That is...
Fun
fact, that town that was in Endgame is actually
a town.
The Tesseract was introduced in Captain America the First Avenger.
No, but what I'm saying is, my point is, Thor, but like when they go to the house in Scotland, it's hilarious. He's probably drinking a fucking citrus yellow belly.
He gets tubs of citrus yellow belly delivered into him.
Shout out the yellow belly beer. What I will say is, they make the most humane character in it. That's the point. What Mark is saying is absolutely fucking spot on. It's the dichotomy between him being the only one who's actually a fucking god and him reverting to what we all are.
Alcoholism. Darren, speak for yourself when you say fat. I'll make three points, actually.
There we go.
You want to be me in 10 years.
Point number uno.
Point number one, Ian's haircut shit.
Point number one.
Point number two,
Point number one. We can't stress enough how vital Korg is to Thor's character. Korg is probably the...
I'm just a big fan of rocks. It's just a big circle. I'm Joe Schmidt.
Yeah, but Thor's...
Johnny Sexton is the best that I have in...
The whole point...
To be fair, Korg is Joe Schmidt. That's just the point.
The whole point of Thor... Korg
is Joe Schmidt.
Yeah.
And the Irish rugby team is Thor.
No, Irish rugby team is Mick, who's dead.
The whole point of Thor is humanization of...
But my second point... personification of gods. My second point is... They dragged out Fat Thor too long.
That's what I meant in Endgame.
When he leaves, he goes to... It's not Asgard. Where the fuck do they go?
Thor goes to Asgard.
I thought Asgard is gone.
But when they go back in the fucking time heist to Asgard, he goes back to Asgard. Before you go further,
me and you have been fat cunts in our time.
I have previously been a fat cunt. I'm now a mid cunt.
Me also. The fact that we're mid cunts.
Does anyone want to comment on the fact there and call himself a mid cunt?
I'm showing the guns here now.
You're showing your irons, but you're not lifting up your top to see your belly.
Flag.
All I'm going to say is, right, the transition between being a god and being a fat cunt, and the reverse transition is not going to be a fast one.
But right, you wanna, at the
do
end of
my third point.
No, listen.
What a fucking farce. Put a stain on an MCU universe name for life. The fact that fucking Captain America could pick up Thor's hammer.
Yeah, fucking fact.
This
fact.
Great.
It's just Americanization and the whole point.
No,
the whole fucking.
What I'm going to say is
that.
That for this, right? The fact that Captain America could pick up Thor's hammer is. If you look back on Age of Ultron, Captain America nudged the hammer, but the thing that was holding him back was the secret that he knew that fucking Tony Stark's parents were killed by fucking the Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
once he got that off his chest in Civil War, lift the hammer because
What we're saying is Captain America is not a god.
The whole basis of Thor.
Thanos isn't a god. How can he lift the hammer?
But Thanos had Infinity Stones, so it's
good. But Thanos could lift. Thanos, in Endgame, Thanos didn't have Infinity Stones.
But Thanos is a fucking, like.
Thanos isn't a human.
He's an exception, like, he's a freaking nature.
Anyway.
Imagine the size of the fucking schlong on Thanos.
At the start of Endgame, when.
So you're.
Who. When Thor.
Keeping that in. That's the guy.
When Thor chops off Thanos' head, how many people in the cinema thought, what? The actual
I'd be 100% honest, when I was watching that and he's chopped his head off so soon, I was like, right, this is not the storyline I thought was going to happen.
Wait,
let's see what it
goes. Are we going to talk about Infinity War?
No, we're going to move on from Thor because we talked too much about Thor.
Bottle it.
Flag.
Yeah. No, I'm going to leave there.
No,
I'm leaving it in. And at the same time,
unless you're
coming, fisting
your penalty automatic first down.
He has friends that are a pile of rocks and made of scissors, like.
Yeah, grand. Ian, who's your favourite MCU character?
I'll just put this out there. Firstly, Thor is a bottler. Also, Star-Lord bottler. Blue Tree will need. Give Thanos. But the best Avenger by a mile. It's questionable if he is Avenger because he rejected the role.
Yeah, but he's involved in the MCU.
But also,
we're not talking about Avengers, we're talking about MCU, so he covered.
Spider-Man.
But also, Spider-Man.
Also, questionable MCU.
But also, Spider-Man.
No, it's not questionable MCU.
Spider-Man just get Tony Stark's dick out of his mouth and stop fondling his balls for 5 seconds in any one of his moves?
No, we are not flagging that.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
It's a valid question, you need to respond.
Tony Stark probably has 4 inches.
Sake.
Alright, so Robert Downey Jr. and Tom Holland.
No, I tell
please
you.
Please respond.
I tell you, Robert Downey Jr. is Drew Bledsoe. Tom Holland is a young fucking book. Tom Brady comes in, saves the fucking day. He becomes.
How
the
did he
goat.
Save the day? Literally, Iron Man's the one that defeated Thanos, so your point is mute.
Would he have done it without Spider-Man?
I agree with that.
If Spider-Man didn't take the gauntlet, someone else would have.
Spider-Man's like Reggie Bush by 2005, USC. Takes the gauntlet.
You just said UFC, like.
USC. Takes gauntlet.
Who do you are? Khabib Norman Gomer Nam?
Seriously?
Honestly, guys. Spider-Man. Imagine being related to him.
He is Tom Holland's best actor.
I will back you up. Tom Holland is a fucking fantastic actor. I will say that.
Chris Pratt.
Would you agree?
I would say Chris Pratt is a better
actor.
Chris
Pratt's the best actor in the MCU.
Right.
Oh, no. Is Ant-Man in the MCU? Well,
no,
Paul Rudd is the best actor by a mile.
No.
Paul Rudd is better than.
They have Chris. Easier roles.
They have easier. But if you're talking about general acting, Paul Rudd is the best actor by a mile in the MCU. Without a doubt, even though he's a minor role in the
MCU. Ruffalo is the best actor in the MCU.
It's a bit of. I'll give you Ruffalo.
Ruffalo is the best politician in MCU.
Ruffalo has the best social conscience by a mile, but I reckon Paul Rudd is the man when it comes to acting.
He plays
easy roles in MCU, but he doesn't play
easy
roles.
Chris Pratt trained a fucking dinosaur.
I love you,
for fuck's sake.
I love you, man. What are Paul Rudd movies?
Alright, so you just only look in a fucking
movie. What?
Paul Rudd has played some difficult parts. Points in the square, but the question is MCU. You said Thor, you said Spider-Man. You put the case forward for Tom.
I don't even argue well, but
that's fair enough. I would argue that at this point of view, we can't argue that Tom is a better fucking acting career than Paul Rudd.
No, or, I think he is the best actor at the moment in MCU.
I don't think there's that Paul Rudd can't do.
It'll be interesting. Well, Robert Downey Jr. outside of the MCU.
I think his role.
That's a young man's phrase, because Robert Downey Jr. was an actor long before the MCU.
No, but
and you have four eyes.
I think Paul Rudd. I think Paul Rudd has a limited role in MCU. Like he's not.
He has no. I agree with that. And
so and.
But yeah, Tom Paul Rudd was the key then. But
Tom Holland is the successor to Robert Downey Jr.
But the question is, the best character in terms of what they're playing, as opposed to who's the best actor. So I will give you that.
I still think Spider-Man.
And I think your argument for Tom Holland is well put. I will say that.
I do think
the only count, the main count,
Marvel character.
Fair enough.
But the main trio, who's
hold on a second. My main counter argument to Tom Holland is, he comes in too late in order to be considered as the best character for the entire MCU.
He's been there for the whole MCU.
The MCU starts in like 2002, but I remember one. So
Tom Holland was probably... Tom Holland probably didn't have fucking pubes then.
It is 2008.
Like, said Tom Holland's pubes.
Oh, we're leaving that in. That's not flaggable. Even if it's 2008, Tom Holland comes along 8 years later, and there's like 20 films later, so I don't think...
He was there at
Avengers
Assembly.
I feel like Tavis being really quiet during this.
Yeah, but Tavis...
Tom Holland was there. And what's that? 2015.
Yeah.
7 years
Tom,
later.
Tom Holland was fucking scratching his prepubescent balls.
It's irrelevant when he came around, though, is it?
Right. No, when you say that, however, we're talking about the best character over an entire series that is fucking, at this stage, 15 years long. The time frame is relevant, I do
believe. But Charlie, if you look at the Hulk, fucking first Hulk movie.
It's shit.
Fucking Jimmy Crack Horn from the fucking Golden Gate was playing fucking Hulk.
It's actually Edward Norton, like.
Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah.
Now, I tell you who it is. Rod Little. The same man. Who left his wife for a young one, and he's not but a stooge and a sellout. How do you flag that? It's Eamon Dunphy. It's classic Dunphy.
Owen, who is your favourite MCU character?
My favourite MCU character is the man who started it and the man who finished it. Fucking thing.
Iron Man.
It's still going.
Iron Man.
He's probably just.
He's dead though.
My second favourite.
Spoiler alert, he's dead.
He's fucking dead, but he's fucking not dead, right? He'll be back.
He lives on.
He'll be back.
He'll be back?
No, he'll be back as...
Subconsciously,
he'll be back as some fucking AI or something.
This isn't fucking Star Wars.
Yeah, go on. Give your arguments for why he's dead. That is great.
Iron Man 1 is possibly one of the greatest fucking films of all time. Like,
it's fucking
top 50.
It's brilliant.
But like to start off the fucking MCU.
It does set the scene for the entire.
That literally starts.
But are you going to knock him for Iron Man 3?
Maybe. But like.
Yeah, but his contribution to Avengers is unquestionable.
But
I think as
Captain
well,
America's leader, but fucking.
I think character development as well, like that whole like him like struggling with himself,
I think the relationship
it's quality, right? And like the whole thing with like say Civil War and him being like, oh look, this is what we need to fucking protect Earth, headstrong about that, being like, no, we need to fucking develop these machines to actually like protect Earth.
His relationship with Tom Holland as well.
Yeah, it's quality.
It's quite cool.
You know?
It's like, you know, the Undertaker under the wing.
Yeah, and I think the fact that he's just so fucking headstrong throughout the whole thing, that he's just like, I actually know the fucking shit that's going on. And that battle in Civil War with Captain America is fucking quality.
Yeah,
like the whole way through that is just.
But the thing
amazing.
Is, like, it's so heartbreaking that he finds out that like. Fucking Bucky Barnes killed his parents.
Yeah.
But and on top of that,
I think
his
turnaround to be like good friends.
He's basically the fucking dad of the MCU. Like,
but on top,
he's the heart and soul. Like,
on top of that as well, while I do think that Paul Rudd is a fucking better actor, what Robert Downey Jr. In terms of career, I think Paul Rudd is better. But in terms of contribution to MCU, I don't think there's anyone who's contributed more than Robert Downey Jr.
But he's a heaven soul.
Absolutely.
Obviously, he's contributed more to the MCU than anyone.
Yeah, and I think
such a turnaround as well for Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. Because like Paul Rudd has been good since Friends. Like,
but also, Robert Downey Jr. pre-MCU and his personal issues and stuff like that.
Do you think he'll retire? Like, just told him, like, Endgame, I'm done.
I'd
say it was a combination of both. I reckon he wanted to move on.
I think his contract was up and he didn't want to.
I reckon, as an actor, he's probably like.
I think he came up and said it was time for him.
I don't want to be seen as just a fucking. I think
it's a combination of the natural evolution of Iron Man is to fucking end there.
But like from
combination with the natural progression of Robert Downey Jr.'s but the combination of the natural conclusion to Robert Downey Jr.'s association with MCU, and it just worked, and it worked really well, and it also tied in with the character arcs, and that's where it comes to like my decision for who I think is the best character, because I would put forward Star-Lord, Chris Pratt, and like there will be disagreements, and I fully accept them, and I fully accept them. Let me put my point forward first, and then you're more than welcome to retort. I think what Star Lord and Chris Pratt bring to the MCU is an energy and a fucking it's a combination. In the one fucking character, you manage to give a throwback to a fucking period that we're all nostalgic for, whereas the musical era of the late 80s, early 90s. Where like finally fucking multiculturalism was embraced, in combination with his energetic fucking performance, which is sidecasted by some fucking brilliant characters in Guardians of the Galaxy, and he ties a whole lot together. He ties together what's the raccoon's name again?
Gamora.
Rocket, Drax, Gamora, and Groot.
Okay. And
he ties them together. Nebula. But then obviously their interaction is pivotal when it comes to Thanos, and it ties a whole lot together. And I just think he's basically, like, ultimately why I think he's the best character. You've all made brilliant points, and I think Owen's points have actually been the best made. No offense, lads.
Thank you.
Owen's made superb points when it comes to Robert Downey Jr. and Iron Man. But at the end of the day,
I think Owen's a wanker.
Like, he's a wanker, that's undoubtable.
I have won.
But at the end of the day, let me finish first. At the end of the day, Chris Pratt and Chris Pratt and Star-Lord, make fun of me all you want, are exactly what we would be like if we were fucked into that situation.
I will give you one.
Or what we would want to be like.
But Star-Lord is also Arsene Wenger with Delon Cotley.
I will debunk your whole statement by one fact.
Star-Lord
blew a 3-1 lead over Thanos.
But that's what a human would do.
But I think Star-Lord.
You said that Thor is the only god. Star-Lord is also half god.
He's a demigod, he's not a god.
I think he's so.
He's like fucking Dwayne Johnson in Moana. Like,
I think he's such an easy role player. I think he's so like.
Alright. I will counter that with saying Chris Pratt makes it look like it's an easy role to play.
I think that film makes Chris Pratt look good as well.
Yeah, I think it's such a
Tell me
a film that Chris Pratt is not good in.
I can't.
Exactly.
We're
talking about MCU.
To be fair.
We're not talking about actors, we're talking about characters. No, absolutely, so, I understand that. And what I'm saying is the actor lends the character. I think the character ties a whole lot together. What I'm saying is, you've put forward your characters. I probably would have chose Iron Man. Or Thor, it's a toss of a coin. But when Thor and Iron Man are chosen, I think Star-Lord brings so much to the fucking plate, and he actually makes it relatable for the rest of us.
That we didn't discuss that literally made all Endgame.
Captain America, I was going to say. But Doctor Strange is completely alien to anything that we can comprehend.
I think we are.
And it's like a higher level. So what I would say is Doctor Strange is higher level.
Doctor Strange is Gandalf.
Yeah, but yeah, actually
Iron Man is below Baggins.
Really good. I really good. What I would say is if you were to ask if you were to hold, if you're all
no
he's not.
Spider-Man's fucking
Gamgee.
If you're
not, not even Gamgee. Gamgee's Thor.
Pippin.
Who the fuck is Gamgee?
Sam Gamgee.
Samwise.
I would actually argue, right? When it comes to the fucking end of it, ultimately what you're talking about is there's two characters that could not have done what they did with. And that's Iron Man and Thor. The rest of them are just ancillary characters. And on that note, we're going to finish here. We're the last people left.
Thor's hammer.
Thor's hammer.
The fuck out of Rams.
You do realize this episode is coming out after that game is on.
Evens. Hammer.
And as Owen goes to put a grand on that, we're going to finish here.
Wait.
Oh, Ian, stop with your bets.
We've gone over time.
We're gone over time. I'm calling it here. Thanks a million for listening to the podcast. Follow us on social media. Sign up to us.
Dallas Cowboys -3-1-1.
Sign up to us on Patreon if you can. Thanks a million for staying with us. Ian, Mark, thanks a million for coming on. You've been fucking brilliant.
Fuck you.
We're here in Cork and Sissy Homes. We're probably going to record an ancillary episode tomorrow night. So if you hear that in the future, you know when it's been recorded. Thanks a million for tuning in. This has been the Snowcast, and you're fucking all legends.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.